You're listening to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. This is a bonus episode for any of you parents whose children are struggling with sleep past the time change. So if your child is struggling with sleep because this time change threw it all out of whack, this is for you. I'm going to go over 5 tips to help you help your child adjust. This audio is taken from a video from 2020's fall time change, and I think you will find it helpful. Welcome to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. That's me, creator and host. If you have an infant or toddler, and sleep is a priority for your family, if you want to create healthy sleep habits and a strong and safe sleep foundation for your little one, if you desire a predictable schedule that permits time for things like self-care, date nights, and planned outings, if you need your bed back or want your child sleeping in their own sleep space and desire to follow safe sleep guidelines, if you crave an overall well-rested and thriving family, well, you've come to the right place. As an infant and toddler sleep consultant, I built this podcast to bring you all things infant and toddler sleep and sleep training so that you can have the confidence in making informed decisions that are best for your family when it comes to your child's sleep. Your child is worth it. Your family is worth it. And moms, dads, you are worth it. Now let's dive in. Hey there, Stork community. This message is for parents who have children struggling with sleep past the time change. So I know that some people have had really great stories and some people are just like hanging by a thread and you're exhausted. So I'm going to go over some tips for you to help your child make this adjustment. So tip number one, you're going to want to shift your child's entire schedule forward 10 to 15 minutes every day until you get them back to their schedule they were previously on or a schedule that works for you. So that means every day you're going to shift the time you get them out of bed, all of their naps, all of their meals, and bedtime maybe, depending on how the day goes. We'll touch on that in a moment. So when I say push their entire schedule forward, I mean forward on the clock. It's going to be later into the day. Now, I know what you're thinking is, Megan, I can't make my child sleep in later in the mornings. Well, I understand that. But what you're going to do is you're going to provide your child extra time and space in the crib or bed before getting them up for the day. So if normally, if you're wanting to get them up by 7 a.m., but right now they're waking at 6:30, the next day you're gonna get them out of the bed or crib at 6:40. Sure, they might wake up at 6:30, but you're going to try to cue to their brain that it's still time to sleep until you guys reach that 7 a.m. wake time. Then you're going to push their naps, the start of their naps forward. You're gonna push meal times forward, and then bedtime gets a little hairy. If your child is tired and they've had an off day, or just in general, they're tired and you can tell they're ready to go down, don't push bedtime too much. If you push bedtime when your child is tired, then chances are you're gonna run into an overtired child, which they might already be because of this time change. And with that, you're going to experience a harder time for your child falling asleep, frequent night wakings, and earlier risings. So follow your child's cues when it comes to bedtime. Now, tip number 2 is take advantage of the influencers of the circadian rhythm. So tip number 2 is about using light and darkness to your advantage. So when it is time to be awake, expose your child to a lot of light. Go for a walk outside, open the curtains, turn on the lights, be active, really cue to their brain that it's time to be awake. And then when it's time to sleep, we want it boring, calm, and as dark as possible, especially during naps and in that early rising. So in the morning, when you're trying to push your child to a later wake time, make sure that room is as dark as possible and there is no sign that the sun is up. Tip number 3, it's another circadian rhythm influencer, your social interaction. So again, with the mornings, if your child expects you to come get them the moment they wake up, they're going to continue to wake up at that time. They're going to keep waking up early if you go to them the moment they wake up. So you want to give your child time, space to fall back asleep or stay asleep or just start waking earlier, you know, where they're actually getting out of their crib. So you're not going to go to them immediately. Again, you're going to wait till that okay to wake time or that designated wake time. So that is really important. That's something that some people don't consider, is your social interaction contributes to your child's circadian rhythm. So even when there's not a time change, if your child is an early riser and you can tell that they really need more sleep, if you're going to them immediately, they're going to continue to rise early, and they might even rise earlier and earlier as that happens, because then they wake more fully rather than just transitioning between sleep cycles. And usually closer to the morning that we get, we are in more of a REM state of sleep, which means it's easier to be woken up, and it can be a little bit more difficult to fall back asleep. Now, tip number 4 is remember that your child is human. Your child is a human just like you and I are. They are not going to have a perfect life just like you and I don't. And they're not always going to have perfect sleep just like you and I don't. So expect that it's normal that your child's sleep is going to be thrown off by this, especially for a napping child. It's more difficult for them to adjust to a complete hour shift than it is for us adults who take no naps and who have a stronger circadian rhythm, a more set circadian rhythm than they do. So just set that realistic mindset that your child is human, so it's probably going to take them a few days to a week to adjust to this time change. Number 5 is check to make sure that you have all the appropriate components in place that contribute to sleep. So we want to check to make sure that the sleep environment is conducive for sleep. Your child's on an age-appropriate schedule. You have routines set in place that contribute to sleep. Your child has the ability to fall asleep and connect sleep cycles independently. And anything else, plus is what I call number five, is anything else that might be hindering sleep. So if you are dealing with night feedings that aren't true night feedings, if you are dealing with a pacifier issue, shared bedroom, daycare, big move, big changes, milestones, anything else like that. Now, if you're someone who prior to the time change, you were already struggling with your child's sleep, then this is really going to be key for you, regardless if there was a time change or not. So what I suggest, if you are someone who is struggling with your child's sleep, get my free copy of the five components to consider when you are creating an infant sleep plan. So every time I create a sleep plan for my clients, I consider these 5 components to see if we need to adjust them, and then I put them into the sleep plan based on what is needed for that family. So again, get my copy of the 5 components that should be considered in every infant sleep plan. You can get that at afterthestorksleep.com/sleep plan, and you can also find it in wherever links are around this video. I hope you found these tips helpful, and I want to tell you that you will get through this. Time will pass.
Thanks for tuning in to the After the Stork podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. By doing all of these things, you can help me to reach more families in need of guidance with their little one's sleep. And if you don't already, follow me on Facebook and Instagram using the handle @afterthestork.megan. That's afterthestork.megan. And if you desire support with your little one's sleep journey, you can reach out to me directly on either one of those platforms. I hope to see you there.